Hey guys, Will Durst here to congratulate the GOP for doing it again. Just when you think they might be getting it, they go out of the way to prove they don't get it. What culturally tone-deaf move did they pull this time? They shut down debate on the Paycheck Fairness Act, which would require employers to show why they're paying male and female employees different salaries for doing the same job. A U.S. Census study found that women earned 77 cents for every dollar earned by a man. And why businesses are hiring men in the first place when they could save 23% by hiring women remains a mystery. Every single Republican voted against the bill and every Democrat for it. Yeah, corporations are people, but women, well, we really don't want to go there right now. Obviously, what women need to do is incorporate. Representative Lynn Jenkins, Republican from Kansas, said that many ladies she knows finds the Democrats' attitude condescending. Yes, paying ladies the same wages as gentlemen is very condescending, just like the 19th Amendment was extremely patronizing. And granting women control over their own bodies is exceedingly supercilious. Mitch McConnell claims Harry Reid has engineered another stunt to restart a phony war on women, trying to energize the key elements of Democratic victories in 2012. But you know what? Energizing women, not such a bad idea. After all, they are the majority. And as far as stunts go, this is only the third failed attempt to pass the Paycheck Fairness Act for Democrats, still 48 shy of GOP cracks at repealing Obamacare. The bad news is, still a long way to the midterms. By the time the two sides are done, the American landscape is going to look like a Game of Thrones wedding reception. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.